the testifiers today so far. She mentioned that her daughter mentioned in the earlier years of the possible issues that we might be facing today. And in the past, again, she mentioned that there were no worries, but happiness. She also mentioned that God created the food system that we have today. We gather plants and roots from the land. We also harvest our food from the sea. And she is also glad that our elders are here today seeking guidance in reference to the young people's education. Some time ago, before the passage of Anksad, I believe, an artifact was found. And when she asked around, it was said that this artifact belonged to the Bureau of Land Management. Understanding about stockholders. After she found out as a stockholder today, she knows to whom that artifacts belongs to. 1991 was also mentioned, how it will be. She's hoping that the generation of today will be educated to meet the wants and needs of our people in the future. She is also supportive of our governmental bodies, the IRA, City, and Corporation. But she also mentioned that today we are living like addicts and alcoholics, depending on the outside influences.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Leonard Napak. Laluram Gishun Sivuk Nakum. I speak English first. Although I appeared to be fairly educated, fairly intelligent, like everybody else, I'm very simple-minded. There are lots of things I don't understand. But I do feel lots of things too. It is very good to hear the teachings that I heard as a youth from the elders again. It is how good it is. I have not heard them anymore for a long time. I have heard them something else, a lot of other things. As one of the elders said, in my youth, I lived a very carefree, very happy life, feeling very, very secure. As people talk about the life here and their concern, takes me back to my early life. I understand their concern because I think I have that feeling, partially anyway. I was born on the island, but not in this village. I've been here on this village since 1940s. And not by my by our choice, we were brought here. Before I go any further, I want to tell the Yupik speaking people here. Nah, kayo nung sakalong kayo bisuwa o kti kasuni tangama iga yamilito ra kasuni tangama pangaso tama khat nilang atun di kaya tuwa. Muyuwa ka bisiparo muyuwa ka nita. Isko ka sila. Iwar nga, sipag ka kaka, aknekta ko nga mas ka, uya ko nga, sa nga pinani po nga. Leda ka ma, katam, nalik po si maat na gulis kat nga nga, so kuya nga ma, sa mong nuskavek, rakango na nga nga, tal, aling ro hango na nga iluto rek so nga kon pang iluto lo nga kiyakta ko yas. Um, that security, that happy youth life that I have felt happened severely when I was moved here to this village. This village, the same people right here, our own relatives, our own friends, but just the same, my security, my life seems to end right there. I have been feeling very insecure in this village life, which I'm not used to, which I'm not brought up at all. Therefore, I have very understanding of the concern of the elders that when they talk about when their security is going to be severed. When we first moved here to the village, we were put in together with my uncle and their family. My uncle and their family used to be there where I was born. We used to live together very much as one family, except in different houses, in our houses of our own. When we moved here, when we get together, of course, the family was not happy. I was not secure anymore. My own cousins right there that I used to live with, that I feel very happy with before, were not happy with anymore. We bickered, like any family would. Kringok ta kamda atata mamang tarani, kringam ta mukasta kami. Kringam ta giyak na kamda kringo suta. Po Allah may binit ng giyak ta sa uya kaluda niya dos kuya malu sa kuya kan ka ilut yu sa kuya kan ka kringam ta giyak sa likod. Agay bakso utam sa am kuya na nito. The village people get concerned about how we are. Some relatives, some non-relatives, some teachers, some public health service people get concerned. So they look for a house for us to live in. We were put in a house that once belonged to a King Islander. Before him, it was a courthouse or something. That still is standing by my house now. Before we were moved in there, some people here have used that house to keep their dogs in. It was about half full of dog droppings and waste. They clean out, shovel out that waste, and we moved in the way it is. You can imagine how it feels, how it smells like. But that's the house. Tiyan anna tukhag pagkat wiyal ko sa tun itki na kasi ngam na tito lang at pang asang alisi magsiwa. I can, because of that, I can see why the elders and everybody else is concerned if we were taken severed from the security that we have in security of lifestyle, our roots, and our land. That's how we will be. I can foresee that. I can see that picture as so vivid in my mind. Ngam kwa dawat na ling na kasakpot sa sakpot dawab nunang ay sakam nun kwa dawat lukus ka katam dawat ng wakokin ang libim ng ikwan kapag kanta ang libim ng nusulod na nabuklay kang ingus ka dawat sa kanya Kuya na niriyakani, aling rol na siriyakani. Dalwa, namon sa mon piyo kinritwa ka hong kanakluda, kiyaksakani. Piyo kinritwa ya kong nakluka po, pinilrit, nakluka po, tunisuk. Now, somewhere in the Constitution, or something like that, I have briefly glanced a place where it says, in pursuit of happiness. I think that's what the concern is now, in pursuit of happiness right now. Not for themselves, not for ourselves, but for the people who will come after us. In pursuit of happiness. Ikuan. Some of my understanding, visualizing some of my feelings there, our language is a tie to our roots down there. Our roots being our lifestyle. Our lifestyle into the ground that we live on, the land. If we are severed, a lifestyle will die. Just like the lifestyle that I used to live died when I was moved to this village, where I wasn't brought up. Where I don't have my security. Lifestyle died. But that's not going to be compared to be severed from this island. I was still on the island. I still had that security. Friend, Andre, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie. Andre, when you're young, you don't think that you're going to be Andre. You don't think that you're going to be Andre. Now, when you're young, you're going to be young. You're going to be young. You don't think that you're going to be Andre. Understand that. This is my message to you. I'm going to be young. Thank you, Ramsey. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I want to thank everyone who's spoken this afternoon. We can carry on, but if this is a good time to stop for supper, maybe that's what we ought to do. I've certainly learned a lot from all of you who spoke this afternoon, and I really want to thank you for the contribution you've made. It helps me to understand the whole picture. I understand that we will adjourn now, and then the meeting will resume later on this evening. Is that we thought we'd adjourn now, Linda, and come back, adjourn for supper and then come back later.
Okay.
Okay.
Nagasham kingo nga ni nga sa takmin kiknaw at sistemo nilkat sa mga tukot.
And could I just thank our interpreter, Branson Tungiak, very much? I think you've worked harder than anybody else here, and I want to thank you.
I wasn't expecting to be.
It's a good thing you weren't, or you might not have come. Oh, it was a good, very interesting afternoon. I really enjoyed it. One of the advantages of translation is it gives you a chance to think about what people are saying. Because since I don't understand Yupik at all, I can think about what the last person said. So that it does have advantages.
Oh, yeah. Our English is always on the all the kids.
Well, I'll just call our meeting to order again. Let me just begin by saying that that all of us who are visiting, I and all those who traveled with me, we enjoyed supper, and we thank you very much, and we very much enjoyed the dancing and the drumming, and so we thank you for that too. Now we're ready to start talking again.
Kuya kisingok, igam si kayo wik suwi si nakmang at usok pa sinang lakan kwang oka kuyasta si pinlintik nakakputa anak ka testimony tama na pinlir na kasata akputa. Nkam kinang walnguna ka akuzi yulre akuzi yakto ka.
Sorry, this is not typed. Hello, my name Can I speak now?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Hello, my name is Edna Apotiki, and thank you for coming out here to hear our testimonies in behalf of the Land Claims Review Commission, Judge Berger. I'm talking in behalf of myself and presenting to you a personal experience. Yesterday, I heard over KNOM radio station many testimonies of people I know in Nome and villages. I am overwhelmed at how much the Land Claim Settlement Act has affected the lives, history, and behavior of Native peoples in this region alone. I was a second-year freshman in a small private college when the Land Claim Settlement Act pulled through. I belonged to an Alaska Native student organization at that time. The organization was split in pros and cons of the Settlement Act. I was neutral. The pros were convinced that with the ANSCA pass through, we were going to get land rights and become rich from oil development. The cons were saying that we must help to halt the ANSCA passage. It would only meant we sold our birthright for Western wealth. I was confused. I thought, how in the world are we going to get land on top of what we have back home, St. Lawrence Island? I grew up with the security of living at Gamble, my Southside Fish River camp, and growing up with the knowledge of all the land rights around St. Lawrence Island. My clan, Buo Alamit, have a right to by oral history. I was very fortunate to acquire my ancestral history of St. Lawrence Island by listening and by demonstrating. That was my way of education for my family. I hear a lot of my people expressing that they don't have any education. What education do they mean? They must mean the Western education. I am so thankful that I have knowledge I gained from listening to these people who are illiterate in the Western sense. We are not dumb because we can read or comprehend what is not in our culture. We have our own ethnicity and knowledge and conscience of what we see as reality as Native people. We were first naturalists, scientists, environmentalists, natural healers, conservationists, survivors, and philosophers, and many more way before non-natives who studied to acquire our skills. I often wondered before land claim settlement if there was a feasibility study done on how land claim settlement may function for natives, of how much impact it would bring to the present village and lifestyle. Some of these were my questions during the mainstreaming of land claims. I saw good results from ANSCA during those years I was in college. Being Native in a city was popular. A lot of us become assertive and self-determined. A lot of my Native friends were braver and prouder. A lot of them were given self-identity living in a city. I even worked for Alaska Federation of Natives as a University Year for Action student under Alaska Student Higher Education Services as a field counselor, recruiting dropouts and students to gain higher education. A lot of my ANSCA year college friends have become something they want to be. A lot of them are working for their own people. That's very good. When I came back to Gamble after 1976, our Native corporation was run by good, effective leaders. I trusted them. I had to. I also knew that they were struggling to educate themselves as new problems and issues arise. I was elected to the board of directors in 1979 and served for a year. That was an educational experience. I experienced to have patience with decision making in dealing with the corporate Western world approaching joint ventures. I can say one good result of being on the board, we were slow and cautious of what we may get into and have bad results afterwards. That was the year we managed to join other villages in the mainland to joint venture with United Utilities Incorporated, a telephone company. We now are shareholders of this venture. I believe it has secured itself thus far. We are very fortunate out here on the island to feel that we own this island regardless. But even so, we have this secure feeling and we still go to our camps. We must consider to find ways to continue to live as we like. A lot of us may feel that we are lost to other transitional problems other than our native corporation concerns. We must show our interest and attend meetings of concern, especially land concerns from this beginning. I was so happy back in the 70s when we voted to keep this island as a reserve. In the bottom of my heart, even though I was happy for the passage of the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, because it gave a lot of my Native college friends self-identity, even myself, I was happier because we weren't allocated monies in exchange for our island. Somewhere in the spiritual world, our ancestors were paving our future for us. I would like to thank you, Judge Berger, on behalf of myself. I hope and trust that you can remedy and review some of the problems facing us since the Land Claim Settlement Act. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's okay.
Sivu uuma kuusi tangi. Huyake sivuksuki ukuta. Juu tagilgit. Maavuk nagasaktokangi testimoni put. Land claims mga kuusi akuusi nakalgini. Igelwa naga kumakanga keino wimin kutkuna. Ula piklake yuk testimoni lagasaktokanaknilu. No mummy, no narani so ilang, ilangani. Natla Narakos has remaining a land claims manga. Land claim of Narakos has remaining a yakmini ulal railing atla affect akhta kiyakhtasha no naram ilangan. College Masoni Sivuksuku Narako Makanga land claims at Aman. The one Sakpetok Alaska Native Student Organization in the Igarayaluni. The one in Akhtana organization na Psangaftok. Pros and cons in nun. Settlement Act mga pasoksuku. Dakota. Tawawag ang saman lingat sa kubusot ang kapat. Sumaktawa malagay lingat sa aksyong irestaklag na knilo ta Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act mo. Masaya mong nasa kakit mo. Tama akot ako lech tinakot akuzi kaftot akuzi malagay ako lech na knalo ko ang sa Pass of Khan Piskasuku, Naginagot of Khan Piskasuku. Sumuktaat kakufta, sumuktaat kumakang at tamani. Birthright of what akik naknilu lalurum kumigilran na gana. Tawani, tamakot nagasak minikin o lingatla. Confused, like to a sacking in a cronatina. Natin no navota. Do you not niluko? No naksakovut conco to Uvran. Anglicalre ngora. Mani, mana paknan, paknin halre kayukla. Kiyaktasak siwo kami. Nunaram kniso ni tsama ni ang likal re lisi magsuko nunak pangkunun piknilu ko kech kami kwa ni Так вот жам кынгы пу ойлыгы мейт. Рейт льгуни люки ахнима акузитым нын леси макхам. Нагат каю от менің схапа каю от менің лейт кақханы агум цивуным тайгылғанығы. Дават иткалғын оғасхан игаға яшға. Игаға яшық лейт каас ивук суку аңай юқа менің нын су от менің. Углаға луку нагат каңан оқа анығыми. Игаға яшқын хилута, лейт маасқын хилута. Natung o kigaga yasak akuzit kaksto ko. Takon mo lalurum kung kigaga yasak akuzit kaksi late kres kasi. Tawang inak kuya kfto kuya malre lesi mani loko nagat kayo at minang uvek sa kanamin. Nasun rito kung mo kayo sa katikto kayo ni nagat kayo ni. Китом игилгасқарнаагу акам кохмит игилгасқарнаату сумхта қоқилаан акунгоқа land claim ма сивуунгани юврэ руаақат танга лиги кмаарума танга самн land claim игилгэнэра айёқу таанга юпигэн Natin piyak nakhtut kata nga, natin piyak sesak tagisakat ko, nunaan. Yung asama ka nga ulalgay, pinilgay sa mga askakhtika, land claim ma, college masuni taman. Ligik sakmini o sakayakmini o, Lingatla, sakhtuwaq taat ilangita, kayuklak yupiwulgay. Ulalgay, igayalwuta nga, laan kwa ligik karagumalgay, akmansutang nakumingutsa. Ulalgay, igayalwuta nga, Kapag-aqftok ang nagmi, pinipitong. Dagi malgay siyo kamo 1976 mkingungan. Kaya dagi malgay may corporation na tigilagat aqfta at pinilagay tigilagastat. Ngayok umakang itak. Ngayok sa aqfte. Ligi ko makangaso, piyak sa ni Kung kung liinak ni, nutaak sa mga piyaksisak as kagatal kay kayuksak. Board of Directors in an at humalagay 1979 may 1 year takunisi malagay. Nga at sila pinipiktofto liinak pato ka singani. Liisi malagay saan kwa Kwanim. Utak ay luktang sukang iso ting akuzit kang mahaluko sa mga akuzit kasakak. Tawawak so nutawak ilang na corporate Western world may akam kot ilang na natin ilang at sa corporation na ilang iso kayo't kasuki ilang na. Tawang ay naksukangit kaftot ilgalot ng kayuklag kamakluko sa mga pikahtang yuvrewaaluko. Kayuklag yunun at uhkalgay at ngita at aserot kasakkat. United Utilities ng kutlo tako telephone company nung join malgay tawan ayumi kosrami. Shareholder ng uhto ko tahkan United Utilities in Gwynam. Ngatla, Pinihkakoftukun nguka keh kami mani keh kalgaluta kayuk laknunalgaluta fankun. Tawang inak. Tawang inaka natinangkaan secure nga ngamta kampiya kayo ni paninang nunam nun pikayo ni iwanak sa kakakput ilanak ilanak kak tawat na rin ako nalo ko ilanak po taan na kami ulal rin yung wanta kung sumakta ako kut iflao nga kango ni Luta iflao nga ni Luta natin ilanak nuta akman akas kay piyak sina kani wakal kay ilang ako. Bilgo na kastuhungok. Kung ko te interest wood, miting iya ka tawak sa tawat ng kringuhtaran. Tawat ngay na kayuk lagligik sa kakakabun ngok, natin nilang nakapot ilak na kotang. Kuya nga pik sa kapatoktaran ni 1970s ni nakmik akam tiko kaya ako na hongkong ng pikas kaslo ko sa pasin. Kam karuk lang ok, kuya ka ok, pasa akang tiko angsa. Kayuk lak, ligi kasimakang itamani ikakayal rin kamakluki kinkungutangit. Kinkunun nakunun yupirinun pikutang e, yupir uyak nga ta, hindi akaming uyak nga ta, nakuming uyak nga ta, ligi kasimakang it, self-identity. Kuyaki ukut yuwat taril rin sunang ko kayo't kasliki kong kutas.
Good evening, Judge Berger. I want to thank you and the Alaska Native Review Commission for this opportunity to be heard. My name is Paul Pangaluk. I was born in Gamble and have lived my whole life since then here on the island. I've always believed this island was ours in the 30 years I've lived here, and I felt this island was ours rightfully. And in that respect, in my opinion, all that took place in 1971 was we were given lawful recognition as owners of the island, and nothing else happened other than those set of loopholes that were created with the act. First of all, the stock was wedged between the land and its people, and also a profit structure was imposed, and all of what we had in the act was under a timetable, under a time frame. This is hardly my idea of self-determination. I compare it to giving your friend chewing gum and telling him to give it back after 5 minutes of chewing on it. Nonetheless, I view Ankhsa as an opportunity that was denied our people in the history of our great country. It's for the first time we have a chance to initiate instead of react, to have a direct role in our own destiny. I've been aware of other natives in other countries that are contributing to the integrity of their countries at this present time. And I've been wondering why we haven't been doing the same thing. Well, I come to realize that we've never been given a chance yet. So I've concluded that it's easier for warring countries to receive aid from our own government. It's easier for people in faraway places to raise the issues of human rights than in the backyard of our own country. I've been involved with this corporation for 3 years. I'm still a board member. And from my experience, I already know we cannot implement the profit concept in 20 years, not even 20 years, about 8 years. We cannot develop ourselves economically without the capital that we forwent when we elected for full title to our island. I compare that to getting a railroad train with the instruction to make it work in 20 years. Well, it's taken us 12 years to figure out how it works, but we discovered that they didn't provide the fuel for it. I've had considerable exposure in politics and the ways of our system, but I know it's not adequate at all. And it's very, very difficult to be making decisions when you know your own population base doesn't even know what the heck is going on. We need to educate ourselves. We need to educate our people just with the basics of profit in order to start functioning as such. We're under pressure on all fronts. Our subsistence lifestyle is under pressure. Our land is under pressure. We've had to look to ourselves for direction. And oftentimes we don't have too many choices because there's a lot of restrictions already imposed on what we can do. in 1971 our people made their decision, and that was to maintain a lifestyle here, the only life they know how to live. Even today we still maintain that we want to live our life the way we want to. But it seemed like the lawmakers don't even know what they're doing at all. They told us we could be self-determined, but only for 20 years, at which time we would have to face the implications of takeover through cash economy. And this is something we have to develop in order to survive, or in order to have any chance of surviving that time. And yet, this very concept is contradictory to our own lifestyle. My personal philosophy is that we maintain a parallel between our coping skills and progress. Otherwise, our very nature will be destroyed. And we're going to need more than 20 years. We're going to need more than 30 years. But we know where we're headed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pangalai.
Ni kukrogin akani pihtok ka sa mong pilka. Itikli kakarag puta. Sibukluki kuyak suwi commission ita. Tagil rit. Magkumit nagasaktis kluk. Nagasaktis ni luki. Silubong pilkani. Maani askakak. Maani ang likak.